offers a dynamic learning environment in a rural setting. As principal, you'll play a crucial role in shaping the educational experience for students in grades 7 through 12. Responsibilities include overseeing educational programs, student learning outcomes, behavioral expectations, teacher supervision, and more. They're seeking a candidate with exceptional communication skills, a collaborative mindset, and a commitment to student success. Experience in instructional leadership, budget management, and staff development is highly valued. If you're passionate about education and ready to make a positive impact, they want to hear from you. Please submit your application materials, including a letter of interest, resume, transcripts, license copy, and letters of recommendation to John Schmidt at the Riverdale District. Applications will be accepted until Friday, April 26, 2024. Join them in shaping the future of our students and community at Riverdale.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Two lawyers, a teacher, a salesman, and a software engineer. They're among the seven jurors selected so far in the New York hush money trial of Donald Trump, the former president, focusing on the judge, Juan Merchan.
We are going to continue our fight against this judge. We think he's totally conflicted.
The trial resumes on Thursday, a month after House Republicans led a vote to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Members walked the two articles against him to the Senate. Senator Bob Menendez may be willing to blame his wife, Nadine, when the New Jersey Democrats' corruption trial begins next month. Israel's war cabinet is still determining how it will respond to Iran's drone and missile attack over the weekend. Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed will probably leave interest rates alone for a while because inflation, he says, still too much of a problem. This is ABC News. The Department of Justice will be getting some help from one state's prosecutors to handle airline complaints.
Every year, the federal government is inundated with consumer complaints about the airlines. Under a new partnership, Colorado's attorney general will be able to investigate travel complaints made in Colorado to take them off the federal plate. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg at Denver International Airport.
It's so important for us to have allies and resources to augment that small but mighty federal team that handles all of that.
Colorado's AG will be allowed to investigate and resolve consumer complaints against airlines. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A group of Southern governors telling auto workers that a vote to unionize will jeopardize jobs. About 4,300 workers at VW's plant in Tennessee will start voting this week on representation by the United Auto Workers Union. But Governor Bill Lee and five other governors issued a statement saying unionization will stop the job growth that they've been building across the region. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, risankizumab RIZA, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows, two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
There is a tornado watch out for Grant County until 8 p.m. and a tornado watch for Iowa County until 10 p.m. And the severe thunderstorm warnings that were out for Iowa and Grant counties have been canceled. Look for a slight risk for storms to turn severe this evening. Threats are large hail, damaging wind, and possible tornadoes. Otherwise, heavy rain and storms early, then spotty showers, breezy and mild with a low of 54, winds southeast 15 to 20 with gusts up to 25. Cloudy, windy, and wet tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms, high 62. Winds will be west 15 to 20 with gusts up to 30. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a few spotty showers with a low of 42. Winds will be west 10 to 15 with gusts up to 20. And mostly cloudy on Thursday with a 50% chance of light showers with a high of 56. Currently in Richland Center, believe it or not, the winds are finally calm. After getting some gusts, we had some gusts up around 17 miles per hour here in the WRCO studios, and our temperature is now down to 54 degrees, and we have received 71 hundredths of an inch of rain so far. In fact, we've received close to that 71. Actually, we had 52 one hundredths at 5:54, and at 6 o'clock we had 71 one hundredths. So, almost getting close to three quarters of a rain of an inch of rain within 20 minutes time. So, be careful of any flooding out there and any water on the roadways too. And just let you know that, of course, I just mentioned that the severe thunderstorm warning has now been has expired for Iowa County as well. But we wanted to pass along these. This weather statement: strong thunderstorms will impact northern Iowa and Sauk counties through 6:30 p.m. At 5:46, Doppler radar was tracking strong thunderstorms along the line extending from Richland Center to near Black Earth. Movement was north at 65 miles per hour. This includes wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Baraboo, Reedsburg, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Wisconsin, Lake Delton, Spring Green, West Baraboo, Arena, Plain, Bluffview, North Freedom, Avoca, Orion, Merrimack, Lavelle, Rock Springs, and Loganville, as well as Ironton. Now remember, this is not a severe thunderstorm warning. It's just a report that some strong storms are in that area or heading into some of the communities that I mentioned. So if it does become a warning, we will let you know here at WRCO. And once again, there's that tornado watch out for Grant County until 8 p.m. and a watch out for Iowa County until 10 p.m.
supper time, driving down the county line, ears flapping overtime. We go together like a fiddle and a bow, digging in a hole, a biscuit and a bone. I don't care if the cold wind blows, I don't care if the stars don't show.
Thank you.
was Christy Sutherland with Freedom on Country and Community. Before that, we had Little Big Town on WRCO. And I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here till whenever tonight. We do have a tornado watch out for Grant County until 8 o'clock and out for Iowa County until 10 o'clock. So I will be staying until those expire. Hopefully it won't expand any further. It looks like most of the severe weather is standing towards the south of us. But really now, right now, we don't have any warnings as far as thunderstorms go, which is a good thing. But we did have some strong storms here, especially in the WRCO listening area. Or right here in Richland Center, I should say. And our temperature, just to let you know, is 54 degrees at 619. The winds have really died down. We had gusts up to, I saw some gusts up to 17 miles per hour. We may have had more where, you know, if I was in, unless I was watching constantly, I could see it. But we have had some pretty windy weather here. But the big story is the rain, too. So I was keeping total of the rain we had. So at about 540, we had 4 one-hundredths of an inch. And then 554, we ended up getting 52 one-hundredths of an inch. That means in 14 minutes' time, we received 48 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, which is almost a half an inch. And then also from at 6 o'clock, I had a reading of 71 one-hundredths, so in about 6 minutes' time, we received 18 one-hundredths of an inch, so that's close to a quarter of an inch of rain. And then at 6:15, I had a reading of 82 one-hundredths of an inch, and that was only 11 one-hundredths of an inch in 15 minutes' time, but it has died down, but quite a bit of rain we got down out there. Like I say earlier, if you're out at any roadways, be careful if you do see any water in the roadways. Turn around, don't drown, don't try driving through it if it looks like it might be sketchy, but just be careful because I'm sure there are some areas that are getting water on the roadways or whatever from this, and no flood watches or anything like that, but you know that could change shortly too. We'll see what happens, but right now, like I said, we do have that tornado watch for Grant County until 8 o'clock and then for Iowa County until 10. So keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9. Listen to WRCO.com. And also, you can listen on your Civic Media app. And I'll keep you up to date on anything that changes. If we have any more watch warnings coming along or additional watches, I will be sure to keep you informed. Coming up next from 2011, Chris Cagle with Got My Country On.
Money, bring it back to mama, bear she give me some honey, yeah. Cash my check, got a pocket of dollars, loosening the buttons on my blue collar, yeah.
hands, putting some green in a coffee can. But when I'm gone, when I'm gone, I'm drinking my truck like a Cadillac, cranking it up in my cowboy hat, rolling and bumping to the man in black, and singing along. I got my country on. I got my country on. I got my country on. Got my country on, yeah. Woo! Oh, got my country on. Yes, I do.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Get ready for the annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction happening Sunday, April 28th. Now is the perfect time to list any items you'd like to consign. If you are interested in being a seller at the sale, reach out to Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Especially if you have larger items like tractors, farm implements, cars, trucks, or boats. Remember, this is a consignment auction, so you keep the money less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn your unneeded items into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction coming up Sunday, April 28th. Contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry to list your item today.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Here, teacher, is the apple I brought for you.
Philip, how come this apple has a bite out of it?
I got hungry on the bus.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Mee. I'll be here Saturday night for classic rock and roll of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll be stopping for a time and remembering the first wave of the British invasion, the Beatles and the Stones and the Dave Clark Five and the Searchers and many more. The Salad Gold Dancers will be celebrating English Week.
Hey, Joanne, how about some tea and crumpets?
Hey, no fair. Henry has more crumpets than me.
Those were the days. WRCO Saturday Night is sponsored by Jay's Power Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, along with A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, and Center Cinema Twins. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, get ready for a feast of hits.
Hey, Joanne, do you have any more chili?
There is a tornado watch for Grant County until 8 o'clock this evening and for Iowa County until 10 o'clock. Otherwise, a slight risk for storms to turn severe in the WRCO listening area. Threats could include large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes possible. Heavy rains and storms early this evening, then spotty showers, breezy and mild with a low of 54. Winds southeast 15 to 20 with gusts up to 25. Cloudy, windy, and wet tomorrow with occasional showers and thunder. High 62, winds west 15 to 20 with gusts up to 30. Mostly cloudy with a few spotty showers tomorrow night, low 42. Winds 10 to 15 with gusts up to 20. And mostly cloudy on Thursday with a 50% chance of light showers, high 56. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's raining outside still, and our temperature is 55 degrees, and we have received 87 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far at the WRCO studios.
WRCO 100.9.
Sitting at the table, baby, breaking the seal. Gonna see how
myself that I should quit, but I don't listen to drunks. I keep on sipping till I miss you, don't roll off my tongue. Since you poured our love down the sink, I think I'll just stay here and drink. I tell myself that I should quit, but I don't listen to drunks.
Shimmy, shimmy.
o'clock on Friday, get your dually diesel running. There's a party going on. Everybody come on, get your cowboy on. Get your cowboy on. Calling all your country boys and hillbilly honeys. Paint your Wranglers on. Come on and shake your money. Get your cowboy on. Get your cowboy on. Go a little crazy, get a little loud. It's time to saddle up, wear that pony out. You know you want it. You've been waiting on it all week long. Get your cowboy on. Get your cowboy on. Matter if you're single or you're taken, bet your silver buckle there'll be love here for the making. Get your cowboy on. Get your cowboy on. Go a little crazy, get a little loud. It's time to saddle up, wear that pony out. You know you want it. You've been waiting on it all week long. Get your cowboy on. Get your cowboy on.
Get your cowboy on.
That was Betty's Got a Bass Boat. That was Pam Tillis singing that. And Sean Patrick McGraw was on before her with Get Your Cowboy On. And right now it's 56 degrees, according to the Floor and Home temperature gauge at 646. Winds have picked up a little bit more now. They're at about 3 to 5 miles per hour. It was really windy earlier. Had some really strong storms come through the area, as you notice. And, man, that once clap thunder just literally shook the whole station. And I haven't seen it that long. But luckily enough, we didn't get anything severe. Hopefully over in Iowa and Grant counties, hopefully, and Sauk counties, I think, was going to get some. But I think the warnings were mainly for Iowa and Grant County. So hopefully everyone over that way is safe this evening. And right now, we are up to 88/100ths of an inch of rain. The rains have kind of subsided from what they were earlier. Been looking at the radar. It looks like a lot of the rain might be out of the area until 8, but there is still a tornado watch out for Grant County until 8 p.m. and out for Iowa County until 10 p.m. So I'll be here until all watches expired, and if there are some warnings, until that expires as well. And, of course, warning will expire before the watches, but we'll see what happens. I'll hang around because we don't want to have it where I head on out and then all of a sudden something comes up, but I want to keep everybody informed. That way everybody stays safe. And just want to let you know, Viroqua's 4th annual beer walk will be held, is going on right now, and that's going on until 9. It will be an evening of community spirits, snacks, and live entertainment. Tickets are priced at $40 and are currently on sale. Designated drivers can purchase a ticket for $10 and are invited to sample all the snacks as well as the non-alcoholic drinks available through the walk. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com. So actually, you know, probably don't need to go there. I don't know who you would go to get them, but that's still going on until 9 o'clock if you want to kind of maybe just go down that way and check with somebody if you can take in the event. And then tomorrow, the Viola American Legion is hosting a pancake supper, and that's going on from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Viola Legion. Cost of supper is $8 for adults, $5 for children under 10, and those under 6 will eat for free. Proceeds will benefit the scholarship fund, Badger Boys State, and Legion Softball.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Are you a passionate educator ready to lead the way in elementary education? The Riverdale School District is searching for a dedicated individual to serve as the 4K through 6th grade principal starting July 1st, 2024. As principal, you'll be the driving force behind the elementary school's educational programming, student outcomes, and behavioral expectations. You'll lead by example, fostering a collaborative environment among staff and prioritizing student success. They're seeking a candidate with outstanding communication skills, a collaborative spirit, and a commitment to excellence. Experience in instructional leadership, budget management, and staff development is highly valued. If you're ready to make a positive impact on young minds and shape the future of our community, they want to hear from you. Please submit your application materials, including a letter of interest, resume, transcripts, license copy, and letters of recommendation to John Schmidt at the Riverdale District. Applications will be accepted until Friday, April 26, 2024. Join them in making a difference in the lives of students at Riverdale Schools. Calling all flavor enthusiasts. Head to Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel for a taste adventure. Indulge in hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream that's sure to satisfy your sweet cravings. But that's not all. They're not just about ice cream. Dive into a full menu of delicious options from burgers and much more. Utter Brothers Creamery, where good times and great flavors come together. At 1100 Elm Street in Boscobel, don't miss out on the deliciousness.
I see you holding on to the past and you're squeezing it. Every broken piece of your heart and you're bleeding it. Like shattered glass in the palm of your hand, you hold tight to a dear old friend. Well, it ain't a friend. And I say, your world, yeah, that girl was your everything. And I know when she left how it felt like she took all your breath away. I agree, it's the hardest thing you'll ever have to do. Oh, but you got to.
Slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to
take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up. Looking at you, looking at me. Them words you're whispering in my ear, girl, they're as smooth as Tennessee. We got all night to go. This flame ain't burning low. There's something here I know, 'cause I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, baby, this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear tells me when you start to dance, baby, this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh, baby, I swear I can feel it in the air.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Jury selection resumes Thursday in the New York hush money trial of former President Trump. Seven jurors have been selected so far, four women and three men. House Speaker Mike Johnson with a message to anyone in his party who wants him to step down.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our job.
But Kentucky's Thomas Massie is joining Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene in calling on Johnson to vacate the speakership, since he plans to call for votes this week to provide more aid for Ukraine. The U.S. is expected to impose new sanctions on Iran in the coming days after its aerial attack last weekend on Israel. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says it's looking more likely that the central bank will not be able to cut interest rates anytime soon. Stocks closed mixed. This is ABC News. A voting technology company and a cable news network have announced that they've reached a settlement that in a lawsuit that accused the network of peddling lies about the 2020 election.
In a statement, Smartmatic says it settled with One America News, resolving a lawsuit filed in 2021 in which the company had said that OAN had knowingly and deliberately spread a continuous stream of falsehoods that negatively impacted the company's business. Terms of the deal are confidential, but in a similar settlement, Fox News agreed to pay Dominion Voting Systems